This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One shoulder fills away, unchanged my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. So drink my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. In these last few episodes of the series, we're looking at some of the practical examples of the adhkar, the dhikr that we make. When we make it, some of the examples of the dhikr that we do, and we're basing these upon either the book Fortress of the Muslim or the website duas.com, both of which are easily accessible for most of the Muslims around the world, and you can follow these duas on there and you can read them yourself either in Arabic script or either in English. And of course, you have to read the dua or you have to read the dhikr in Arabic, but you can read it with English letters, Roman letters, if you struggle to read the Arabic words. And of course, to understand the meanings and to understand when it is that we need to say these things. So let's look at going to sleep and waking up. And this is another time when we are commanded to make certain du'as, certain dhikr, certain remembrance of Allah when we go to sleep and when we wake up. So from the du'as that we make as Muslims when we wake up is the dhikr, or the remembrance that we say about Allah Azza wa Jalla when we wake up. We say, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. All praise is due to Allah who allowed us to live after He had caused us to die. And the reason we say after He had caused us to die is because sleeping is known as the minor death, the lesser death, because it's as though you are dead. You are dead to the world, as they say. You don't recognize anybody, you don't feel anything, you don't hear anything, but you're not dead as in complete death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent your soul back to you, returned your soul back to you, and allowed you to awaken after He subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused you to die, had caused you to go to sleep. And then again you affirm that you have a purpose. You as a Muslim, you have a purpose. And that is that you are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to judge you, that the people of paradise are going to go to paradise forever, that the people of the hellfire are going to go to the hellfire forever. From the du'as that we say when we wake up is the one that we say when we wake up at night. This is one of the du'as that we say when we awake at night. You know, if you're sleeping and you wake up in the middle of the night, and sometimes you find it hard to get back to sleep, there's a du'a for everything. And this is one of the du'as that you can say. You can say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim, rabbi ighfirli. So this du'a, it means, you wake up and you say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Again, affirming this tawheed. Look at how the dhikr of Allah is affirming the oneness of Allah in every single way throughout the day. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. He has the dominion, all of the world belongs to Him. He's the control of the universe. All praise is for Him alone. He is able to do all things. And then we come to the four most beloved words or phrases of speech to Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah, there's no God worthy of worship except Allah, Allah is the greatest. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. And there is no ability to change, no ability to move, there's no movement, there's no power except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is al-ali, and Allah is al-azim, Allah is al-ali, who is the most high. And Allah's highness is in different ways. Allah Azza wa Jal is in a literal sense high above His creation. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is in the heavens. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the young lady, the young slave girl who was mistreated And he said to her, "Where is Allah?" And she pointed up. And in another narration, she said, "Fis-sama," in the heavens. And he said, "Who am I?" And she said, "You are the messenger of Allah." And he said, "Free her, for she is a believer." Allah says, "Or do you amintum man fis-sama? Do you feel safe that the one who is in the heavens?" So Allah's highness is a literal highness, that Allah is literally high. But Allah Azza wa Jal is also high in the sense of al-qahr, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowers and overcomes his slaves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the universe. And nobody can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete power over the universe. So Allah's loftiness is to do with his power, it's to do with him being above and better and greater than all of his creation. And it is also to do with a literal sense that Allah Azza wa Jal is above, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the arsh, and the arsh is above the water or the sea, and the sea is above the highest place in heaven. So this is how we understand the highness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah is Al-Azim, the great. And we talked about how that relates to Allah's pride, and Allah, that Allah, Allahu Akbar. And that Allahu Akbar is one of the part of the meaning of Allahu Akbar, is that Allah is the greatest and there is nobody that is greater than him. And then after all of this praise, the small words, Rabbi Ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me. And then you go back to sleep. How many people have trouble sleeping, you know, trouble in the morning, waking up for Fajr? These adhkar can give you the ability.